A good question there. Yeah, we went to the Aviva late in the competition this year, I mean March or whenever it was, and we got a we were we played really poorly. I watched them at the start of the season over the last couple of games. They were in Scotland for their opener last year. Probably keener, I think once they get real momentum and start managing their squad properly, and they got all their British and Irish lads back, and I probably want to try and get them earlier. What would be nicer is if it was on, like we've had the better results against them at home, is when they come on tour and European rugby's going on and they leave all of the guys at home, so that's probably, but that's a cheap answer. I think we'd like to play them now, because I think if we get, it's a bit of a red or black, all or nothing thing, if we get this right and we've beaten them at home early in the tournament before we go on tour, puts us in a golden, really good space. Lose it, and we've lost a home game in round one. Stock. It's very much a high risk, high reward sort of game this for us. On the Griquas players, good. They we've got a Western Province Stormers have got a formal collaboration agreement with Griquas to sort of develop players together, do some joint contracting. Some of our players go up there for game time, especially when you've got youngsters who are not playing URC. So over the last while, Connor Evans and Sazi Sunday and Cornavo Bach have gone up there just to get some game time in the SA Cup when we weren't playing, and we're only a couple of friendlies. And likewise, we've had one or two of their players down here. Leon Lyons came and played here last year. So they just, now that they finished their season, we just, as part of the collaboration, a few come down. So we got Dylan Mart and Gershwin Ware training with us at the moment. We have a little bit thin at wing, and Caleb Abrams comes in next week, I think, or the 1st of October. But that's just up and down. And then some of our players will be going up there for the SA Cup. So it's not a formal loan. It's just a collaboration between the two.